Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, do you see the light? Do you see the light? Come on, somebody. Do you see the light? You know, in John 3, 16 through 19, the word of the Lord says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whosoever believes in him is not condemned, but whosoever does not believe stand condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Now this is the verdict. The Bible says, light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Do you see the light? Do you see the light? Do you see the light? That the light has come into the world, but the Bible says that people love darkness. Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Yes, he gave his only Son. For God so loved the world, but the world killed him. For God so loved the world, but the world didn't love him back. For God so loved the world, but the world killed him. You know, the other day I was watching 48 Hours and I was watching about these two lovers. I was watching about a lover who has been with another lover, and what happened? The lover killed him. Well, the Bible says that God loved the world. The Bible says that God loved the world, but the world did not love God back. You see, the Bible says that he loved the world so much, He gave his one and only Son. But since the world crucified his Son, well, the world didn't love God back, so he killed his gift. How else can I say this today? that light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. God came into the world, but the world loves evil. Do you see the light? Do you see the light? The light has come into the world, but you've kicked the light out. Do you see the light? The light has come into the world, but you love the devil. You love evil. How do I say it like this? Some of you, you love your country. Some of you love America, but America has not loved you back. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, but the world didn't love him back. No. The world loved darkness. The world loved evil, the Bible says. So the world is under judgment. The world is condemned already. So if the world loves you, then you are an enemy of God. Because why? The world is under judgment. The world is condemned. The light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light. Yes, people love darkness instead of the light. How about you today? Do you see the light? Do you love darkness today? I bet you do love darkness watching your evil TV programs. I bet you do love darkness listening to all your iPhone applications. I bet you like darkness today, don't you? Have you seen the light? America, have you seen the light? I think we can all say we have seen the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. We have seen Jesus at one time in America. Have you seen the light, America? Well, of course you have. You surely have seen the light. We used to have Jesus in our schools. We used to have Jesus in our government. We used to have Jesus in our homes. We used to have Jesus in our church. We used to have Jesus in America. But instead of choosing the light, well, you chose to love darkness. This is what the Bible says, that you love darkness. Yes, America, you have loved darkness. You do love darkness because you have kicked Jesus out of America. And yes, tyranny, darkness, and evil is infiltrating into America. And yes, insanity is moving in. In verse 19, it says, light has come into the world. This is the condemnation. This is the reason why any shall be found finally to perish. Not that they came into the world with a perverted and corrupt nature, which is true, nor that they lived many years in the practice of sin, which is true, but because they refused to receive the salvation which God sent to them. Do you see the light? Do you see the light today? Do you see the light that has come? Do you see the light that has come into this world? Yes, this is the Son of the righteousness, the fountain of light and life, diffusing His benign influence everywhere and favoring men with a clear and full revelation of divine will. Do you see the light of the world? Do you see the light? But the truth of the matter is, you love darkness. The truth of the matter is, you love evil, the Bible says. And you, instead of preferring the holiness of God, you would rather have sin. Instead of wanting heaven, you would rather have hell. Instead of wanting Jesus Christ, you would rather have the devil. No, some of you would rather hang out with the angel of death. Some of you would rather hang out with the angel of death. But I'm here to tell you, do you see the light? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believed in Him should not perish but have eternal life. But they didn't want the Son. They would rather choose darkness. They wanted darkness instead of the light. Come on, somebody, today I'm here to tell you that America wants darkness instead of the light. I'm here to tell you that there's a lot of churches today would rather have darkness instead of the light. I don't know about you today, but I'd rather have the light. Yes, the Bible says, he who doth vile or abominable things, alluding to the subject mentioned in the preceding verse, in verse 20, the word evil or vile is supposed by some to come from a Hebrew phallus, to roll or so cover oneself in dust and ashes. Some of you love darkness. Some of you love to roll yourself in dust. Some of you love to roll yourself in ashes. I'm here to tell you today, can you still see the light? I'm here to tell you today that the light is very dim in America. That Jesus came into this world and we crucified Him. Jesus Christ came into this world and we crucified Him, because the Bible says light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of the light. I don't know about you today, but I'm afraid you just might love darkness instead of the light. In Matthew 4:16, the people who were sitting in darkness saw a great light. And those who were sitting in the land and shadow of death, upon them a light dawned. I don't know about you, but I think Jesus Christ has shed His light on America. But instead of embracing the light, we've run towards darkness. Instead of embracing the light of Jesus, we have run and kicked Him out of our society. I don't know about you. Do you still see the light? Do you like to sit in darkness? Do you like to sit in your shadow? Do you like roaming around in the dark? I don't know about you, but I'm afraid today there's so many people want to roll around in the dark. There's so many people today that want to roll around in the dark. They want to cover themselves with ashes. They think they're unseen. They're doing evil in the dark, and they think that nobody can see them. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the light of this world. That Jesus Christ is the life of this world. I know some of you say, well, you know what? I don't believe in this Jesus anymore. It's because you like living in darkness. The Bible said that for whosoever believed in Jesus, whosoever believed in the Son, has salvation, has eternal life. But you don't want the light, do you? You want darkness, the Bible says. I don't know about you today, but this world is becoming a very dark place. I don't know if you've noticed today, this hellish heat that's been on America. This ain't like normal heat that anyone has ever experienced before. Do you like to feel this hellish heat? Do you like to feel hell, America? I don't know about you, but I want the light of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I've noticed so many people are losing their minds. I don't know about you, but mothers and daughters are coming against one another. Fathers and sons are hating one another today. I don't know about you, but we live in a very selfish society. Nobody wants to help anybody else out anymore. It's all about the money. I don't know about you, but do you see the light? You probably don't see the light because you're probably content in darkness. But I'm here to tell you that America was once the light to the world. America was once the light of the dark nations. I don't know about you, but that candles just don't seem to be burning much anymore. The flames of America just don't seem to be that bright around the world anymore. Come on, somebody, we used to lead the world in academia. We used to lead the world in morale. We used to lead the world in scientific designs, but now, no, We are not leading the world because the light is going dimmer. I wonder today, do you still see the light in your dark world? Do you still see the light in your dark place? You go outside, do you still see the light? I don't. It's been distinguished out by big businesses. It's been distinguished out by big mainstream churches. The light is going dim by our corruption in our government. The light is going dim by the corruption in our society. There's such corruption that's dimming the light. Come on, somebody. Do you see the light? I don't know about you, but the Bible says that the world loves evil. And I'm here to tell you today that America doesn't love the light anymore. It loves to roam around in the dark. I don't know. I don't know why it loves to roam around in the dark. I would rather have a light. Yes, I would rather have the light. The Bible says in John 1:3, all things came to being through Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Yes, God creates the darkness, and God creates the light. Yes, that is the Word, or the world was originally created. One part of this creation consisted in breathing into man the breath of life. Yes, Jesus is the life. Jesus is not only the light, but He is also the life of the world. In Genesis 2:7, then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. The man became a living being. God is declared to be the life, or the living God, because He is the source of the fountain of life. This attribute is here ascribed to Jesus. He not merely made the material world, but He also gave life to you. He gave life to me. Your life that you have today is not your own. Your life that you have today came from Jesus Christ. He was the agent by which the vegetable world became animated, by which brutes live, and by which man became a living soul, or was endowed with immortality. Yes, this was the great Jesus Christ, the light of the world. This was a higher proof than the world was God, than the creation of the material world. But there's another sense in which He was life, the new creation, or the renovation of man, and His restoration from the state of sin is often compared with the first creation. And as the Logos was the source of life, then so, in a similar but higher sense, He is the source of life to the soul, dead in trespasses and sin. The truth of the matter is that God is the life of your soul. God is the life of you. Come on, somebody. Why do you choose to live darkness? Why do you love darkness? In Ephesians 2:1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins. And it is probably in reference to this that He is so often called the life, is in the writing of John. For as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. Yes, do you see the light of the world? Look around. This life is dying. Look around. We have taken Jesus out of this society. The Chinese is moving into this nation. You don't know, but I do know. What I'm telling you is the truth. The reason why the heart of America is dying is because your life is dying. The reason why your life is dying is because you've taken Jesus out of your life. The reason why that you don't have strength is because the life, the light of the world is gone. What are you going to do when they take Jesus out? What are they going to do when there's no more Jesus? I don't know about you, but I know I want the life of the world. I want the light of the world. Ephesians 2:1, and you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Yes, you were. In John 5:26, for just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also that He gave life in Himself. He giveth life unto the world. In John 6:33, For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the bread. Jesus is the bread that can sustain your soul. Jesus is the bread that can give you light. Jesus is the bread that can give you life. Yes, I don't know what situation you're in today, but the Bible says that light has come into the world. Jesus has come into the world. But people loved darkness. But people loved Satan. People loved the devil. People loved Lucifer. Yes, people loved Satan more than Jesus. The Bible says in John 3:19 that Jesus, the people love Satan more than Jesus, and that is why they crucified Jesus on the cross today. That is why they got rid of Jesus out of this society. That is why all these groups want to take down the cross. That is why everybody wants to destroy your local church. I don't know about you, but Satan's pretty good in the church today. Satan's pretty good on that pulpit today. This religious demon on this pulpit today. They ain't speaking nothing about truth anymore. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the light of the world. Have you seen the light? Have you seen this light? No, you'd rather roll around in the mud. You'd rather roll around in pig's clothes that you bought from Walmart. You would rather roll around in your pig mentality. Yes, you love the mud. You love the darkness. Yes, you love Satan. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the light of the world. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the light of the world. Not only is He the light of the world, but He has come down and He is the bread of life. In John 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies." Have you seen the light? Have you seen the light? I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. But unfortunately, the world loves the devil. Unfortunately, the world loves the devil. It's pretty sad today. It's pretty sad that the world loves the devil. It's pretty sad that you love Satan. It's pretty sad that you want to follow Satan and not stand up for anything morally anymore. It's pretty sad that our churches love Satan. It's pretty sad that this government loves Satan. And it's pretty sad everywhere I look, people love Satan. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is the life. And Jesus is the light of men. Light is that by which we see objects distinctly. The light of the sun enables us to discern the form. Without this light, we can't discern anything. We can't discern the form, nor can we discern the distance, nor can we understand the magnitude or the relations of objects and prevent the perplexities and dangers which result from the state of darkness. Have you ever been outside in the dark? You tend to trip over things. If there's a big rock, you tend to trip over the rock. Come on, somebody, there might be a tree stump. You might be walking and hit a fence. Yes, the light and the sun enables us to discern where we're at today. Light, yes, the light prevents us from the dangers where we're at today. Light in all languages, therefore, put for knowledge, for whatever enables us to discern our duty and to save us from the evils of ignorance and error. Have you seen the light to protect you from the darkness of the world? Where are you at right now in your life? You're probably in a very dark place right now, but have you seen the light? Put on the knowledge of God. Put on this light. Turn on the light that enables you to discern where you're at and to save you from the evils and the ignorance of this world today and the errors that's about to happen. Yes. Yes. Whatsoever doth make manifested in light. You know, Ephesians 5:13 says, "But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light." The truth of the matter is, God's light, God is the light of the world. The truth of the matter is, whatever's in your closets, whatever you are hiding, God will one day turn on the light. Yes. Do you see the light today? Do you see the light today? Are you looking for Jesus Christ today? Still, He is not. He's still here. He's still here. Jesus is still here. But He's very hard to find today because it's so dark. And the darker it gets, Jesus is going to be harder to find. And when you're in the dark so much, the light, you want the light to shine, but the light won't be there. In Isaiah 9:2, the Messiah was predicted as the light of the world. The people who walked in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in the dark land, the light will shine on them. This was a direct prophecy into Matthew 4:15 and 16. Yes, this is Jesus has come and the light, but the world loved darkness. The world loved darkness. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." The light of the world is still here. Have you seen the light? Are you looking for the light of Jesus? Jesus is the light, and He is the life. And I don't know how else to say this to you right now. Do you see the light? Do you see the light? Do you want to see the light? No, you don't. You'd rather go buy Walmart products. You don't. You want to go out and buy your cheap Chinese slave shop toys. No, you don't care. You got to make sure that you watch the TV show that's going on. You love darkness so much. No, you don't care. You got to make sure you go out to the next club and have a one-night stand. You don't care about the light of the world. No. You go to church on Sunday just to pat your damn evil self on your back. Yes, you go to the social whorehouse on Sunday because you've turned it into a social whorehouse. You don't care about Jesus. You just care about your next church program. Do you see the light anymore, America? Do you see the light anymore? I don't see the light anymore. In John 8:12, then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." If you follow Jesus today, the Bible says that you will have the light. You will have the knowledge. You will be able to discern this time and protect you from the evil one. Yes, you will be able to discern the form, the distance, the magnitude, and the relation of objects, and that prevents from the perplexities and dangers which result in the state of darkness. You will be able to discern all that if you have the light. I have come to be the light of the world, the Bible says. This meaning is that the Word of God is the instructor. The Word of God is the teacher of all mankind. This was done before His advent by His direct agency in giving man's reason or understanding, and giving His law, for the law was ordained by the angels in the hand of the mediator, in Galatians 3:19. And after His advent by His personal ministry when on earth, He went by His Spirit in John 14:16 and 26, and by His minister since. Yes, Jesus is the light. Jesus is the light of the world. The light shineth in the darkness. Yes, the light shineth in the darkness. Referring here to the wicked and the ignorant people, when it is said that the light shineth in darkness, it is meant that the Lord Jesus came to teach the ignorant, the benighted in the wicked world. This has always been this case. It was so when He sent His prophets, so during His own ministry, and so in every age since, His efforts to enlighten and save men have been like light struggling to penetrate a thick, dense cloud. I don't know about you. When the clouds are over you, do you see the light? No. But it can't even penetrate. The problem is, it's so dark around you, the light can't even penetrate. They're like cloud coverings. They're like coverings. And even though a few rays may pierce the gloom, yet the great mass is still under this shade, and they just can't be reached, and they can't be touched. Yes, it's unfortunately that there's so much clouds around you right now. It's unfortunate there's so much clouds on America, and that the light can't even penetrate through. The shade is so strong. Yes. The darkness did not receive or admit the rays of light. The shades were so thick that the light could not penetrate them or to drop the figure. Men were so ignorant, so guilty, so debased that they did not appreciate the value of his instructions. They despised and rejected him, and so it is still. The great mass of men, sunk in their sins, will not receive the teachings and be enlightened and saved by him. That is Jesus. Sin always blinds the minds of the beauty, the excellency of the character, yes, of the Lord Jesus Christ. It indisposes the mind and receives an instruction, just as darkness has no affinity for light. And if one exists, the one must be displaced. Yes, you can't have darkness and light. You can either have one or the other. Those of you that ride the fence of life, you can either walk in the light or walk in darkness. You can't have both. Either you're going to be a dark individual or you're going to be a light individual. Either the light's going to shine on you or darkness is going to shine on you. You can't go back and forth. Which way do you want it? Do you want to live in the darkness? The Bible says the light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Do you see the light today? I hope you see the light. I hope you see that Jesus Christ is still here. I hope you see that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. I hope that you see that there is no other way under heaven except Jesus Christ. Do you see the light? Or is the shade too strong? Do you see the light? Or is there a bunch of clouds around you and the rays of light can't even get through? Do you see the light today? Do you see the light?